Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms was traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalms. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalms. To continue, let's grab our Bibles and dive into Psalm chapter 38. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. O Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your rage. Your arrows have struck deep and your blows are crushing me. Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. My health is broken because of my sins. My guilt overwhelms me, it is a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and stink because of my foolish sins. I am bent over and racked with pain. All day long I walk around filled with grief. A raging fever burns within me, and my health is broken. I am exhausted and completely crushed. My groans come from an anguished heart. You know what I long for, Lord. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly, my strength fails, and I am going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fearing my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies lay traps to kill me. Those who wish me harm make plans to ruin me. All day long they plan their treachery. But I am deaf to all their threats. I am silent before them as one who cannot speak. I choose to hear nothing, and I make no reply. For I am waiting for you, O Lord. You must answer for me, O Lord my God. I prayed, don't let my enemies gloat over me or rejoice at my downfall. I am on the verge of collapse, facing constant pain. But I confess my sins. I am deeply sorry for what I have done. I have many aggressive enemies. They hate me without reason. They repay me evil for good and oppose me for pursuing good. Do not abandon me, O Lord. Do not stand at a distance, my God. Come quickly to help me, O Lord my Savior. Once again, that was the 38th chapter of the Book of Psalms, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. Sin saps your strength. When you are living with unconfessed sin, your heart is uncertain, and you live with guilt. That guilt, knowing you have not dealt with a wrong you have done, robs you of joy and crushes your heart. The solution is to confess your sins, from what we just learned in verse 18, and trust in God to forgive you. His mercy renews your strength. His forgiveness brings confidence, knowing you are washed clean. Follow God's guidance and confess your sin to the Lord and to others. David was praying that the Lord would remember him. His friends and family had separated themselves from him. His enemies were surrounding and attacking him. David was weary and on the verge of collapse, yet he did not give up hope. He cried out to the Lord and found new strength. The Lord will never forsake you. No matter what you are going through, God is going through it with you, comforting you and guiding you. We are refined the most in the hottest fires. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. Why is confession so important? How can you find strength in the Lord when you are lonely? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.